My name is Jason Gore. I'm an engineer with the City of Winston-Salem Fire Department.
My name is Joe Ramsey. I'm a captain with the Winston-Salem Fire Department. 9/11, my friend Philip, he called me that night and he says, "Man, I'm alive." You know, he actually got one of the FEMA guys' phones and called. He said, "It's bad." His firehouse, Squad 288, lost more to Trade Center than any other firehouse. I said, "What can we do for you, man?" He said, "We need fire gloves, we need medical gloves, dust masks, and we need Nomex hoods," which Nomex hoods we use in the fire service to cover our ears so that when we go on a fire, it doesn't burn our ears. So my company at Engine 14 and Truck 3 boxed up a whole box of gloves that afternoon, that evening, and we FedExed them to him. And he got them 3 days later. And he calls me up. He says, "Joe, I got the gloves. Thank you. And you guys here at the firehouse, they're ecstatic, man. They got gloves."
The last week of September, 1st of October, I literally got off of work and asked my battalion chief at the time, which was Larry Holland, and told him what I was doing. I said, "I'm going up to New York." And he looked at me and says, "Okay." He told me down in the warehouse and got a few other things for my uniform, just in case, and took my turnout gear and loaded up my truck and just went. I remember New York was really warm when we were up there, and yet Ground Zero was ice cold. Ground Zero was the same as the stairwells, the last stronghold, you know, so they were still standing from each tower. Met a battalion chief from FDNY, put a vest on me and said FDNY, and walked down in the hole. While I was down in the hole, they had found a couple firemen, and they had found the bill of a helmet. And this track hoe reaches down in a hole and picks up this car. They turn it around, and the guy in the track hoe stopped all of a sudden, and he pointed at me. So I crawled up in the car and looked around. It was ripped in half. The back part of it was gone. The engine was hanging out. So it was just the passenger compartment. And I'm sitting in a car, and I look at the clock, and it's flashing. It was a digital clock, and it was broken, and it was set at 9:30 or something like that, 9:40, whenever the towers fell.
Wasn't the hazard lights on the car?
Yeah, the hazard lights were still blinking.
They had had reports of firefighters diving into cars, diving into the fire trucks. They had one fire truck that the guys were calling out on the radio, or people were calling out on the radio. The building had fell, and they were trapped. Probably a month after that, three other members of the Winston Fire Department, Captain Mike Ingram, he's a captain, Engine 9 now, Captain Scotty Emerson, Roger Rescue 1, and myself, we went up to Ground Zero. And seeing the pictures of people, "Have you seen me?" pictures at the cathedral there. They were on this fence. Just seeing these people and seeing these pictures, young, old, different ethnic groups, different backgrounds. And then you knew that some of those people would not be coming home. A very surreal moment.
To walk up the street, papers were still everywhere. The Deutsche Bank, which was still burning and part of it, you know, they were still pumping it, so there was fire trucks everywhere. To see a 40-story building with a hole in it, you know, the size of a 5-story building, I mean, it's you just don't see things like this. You know, all these windows were shattered out for blocks and blocks and blocks, and this glass would just fly down and would catch people. So they had these black tarps stretched over the skyscrapers, which were, you know, 40 stories, 50, 60 stories tall. And it was almost like a funeral cloak. But every time the wind would blow, you would hear the glass, you know, because it would just slide down a building. You'd just hear just shh.
The fire service is such a brotherhood. It's one of the most noble professions of the 21st century. And when a brother or sister die in the line of duty, it's across-the-board tradition, from the bagpipes playing to the casket being carried on a fire truck. They were having memorial services because they hadn't found any bodies from these firefighters because of the fall of the Trade Center. Lieutenant Kerwin from Squad 288, we attended his funeral, and to go to that funeral was absolutely heartbreaking. I remember 2 to 3 days before, they had actually found some parts of his body, and they were able to identify those. And the family had something to bury, which the guys were celebrating this. They were so happy. A funeral in the FDNY is a massive thing. There's 11,000 firemen, and if one firefighter gets killed in the line of duty, with the exception of the guys that are working, The rest of them come to the funeral. Well, here we'd had 343 firefighters to die in the line of duty, and it was killing them, and they couldn't hold that tradition. You know, it was almost like we were coming in and holding their shoulders up, seeing other guys that says, hey, man, we're here to support you guys.
Realizing that 343 of my brethren died in this one place, you just feel like you got a hole in your chest, you know? It was like a giant hole, you know, in America.